With traditional first aid programs, what are the odds that your first aid or responder kits contain proper instructions 100% of the time for all potential first aid and CPR emergencies? What are the odds that your first aid and responder teams will retain 100% of the skills they need from training for any incident at your workplace? What if your most experienced responders are gone to a meeting, out sick, or on vacation? Most of the time, you cannot offset those risks in yesterday's pre-technology first aid programs. But today's podcast is going to focus on the first voice emergency instruction device. Today's focus is on the unique advantage technology brings to life in the EID and how it creates efficiency and savings in company first aid programs while improving skills retention and confidence levels of responders. The EID was designed by professionals who understand safety and first aid programs, who understand OSHA regulatory compliance needs. The EID was brought to market as a compliance product that solves many of the problems in yesterday's pre-technology first aid programs. It's an easy 1-2-3-step approach, and if you haven't seen the EID video, I encourage you to watch it. That explains the 1-2-3 simplicity of the device. With a press of a button, and if you can turn on a cell phone, you can easily use the EID and empower your responder teams. It's a wonderful contingency and great training tool. The EID is designed to work with training supplies or training systems within our First Voice line of products. And keep in mind that the American Heart Association position, based on studies, is that shorter and more frequent training is ideal for improving retention within first aid and CPR programs. It is proven to be more effective in their studies. Therefore, the EID brings the opportunity to improve frequency with our solutions that we've developed. The EID is updatable and ECC, American Heart Association, and Red Cross compliant. This 9x11 and only 1 1/4 inch thick device that weighs just a pound is a workplace tool designed to be a long-term asset with an expected life of 20 years. There are also alarm cabinets and other storage options available. The EID is wall-mountable for a simple solution as well. Workplaces store it next to a main central first aid kit for anytime access by personnel. It brings a talking first aid manual to your program and a great contingency planning tool. It's not designed to just assist one rescuer performing first aid. It's designed to assist company responder teams, ensuring and helping those extra responders who can check and make sure all reminders and protocols are followed, and that they're doing all they can while waiting for EMS and advanced care to arrive at the scene. The EID during training can also provide a CPR metronome, can be used to provide helpful AED training refreshers, can provide refresher shelter-in-place homeland security training, can provide a refresher on bloodborne pathogen. It is an all-around training and contingency tool for your first aid and CPR program. The replacement costs and upgrade fees are minimal. The device runs on standard off-the-shelf AA batteries, and the batteries have a standby life of at least a year. There's a low battery indicator during use of the device. The updates come on an updated data card that can be inserted into a data port on the device. The volume level of the device is set to 90 decibels, the same audio level as AEDs. You can turn up the device or turn it down as well, based upon your environment for use. In fact, the EID will tell you when it is appropriate to turn on an AED, to use the AED, and to use other first aid supplies according to current first aid science protocols. The EID is a powerful reminder tool for ensuring 911 and current designated emergency numbers are called. In the U.S., it's offered in English and Spanish. And there's a language button that when pressed will switch the instruction segment audio and text from one language to the other instantly. This is powerful for multilingual workplaces with Hispanic workforce. The device can also be customized as necessary for large placements or orders. The EID was designed to easily allow responders and trainees to interact with organized trauma pouches. The EID buttons for trauma categories are color-coded and iconized, you'll notice, and they match up to the First Voice self-contained emergency treatment systems, or SETS. This makes training and response much more organized and efficient, and easily allows for restocking of supplies. The EID does not have to be used within a set, however. It's an a la carte offering and can be used with any first aid kit. The EID will refer to generic first aid supplies that can be used at any time. So the EID can actually be coupled with the First Voice ANSI-compliant first aid kit for a better and complete first aid program than what pre-EID technology allowed. No matter what the workplace, the EID is a wonderful use of technology and an inexpensive tool. At only a couple hundred dollars, it can be embedded into a current first aid program, or it can be used to build an economical and efficient starter program that is a 5-star OSHA Best Practices first aid program. For more technical details or a product demonstration, please contact your sales rep or a First Voice technical rep today. First Voice, we are changing the face of first aid. Today's podcast is brought to you by ThinkSafe, the company behind the patented First Voice emergency instruction device.